It's Thursday. There's thunder in the air. And I'm not in the gym. That's partly because I don't have a gym membership. And frankly, I don't really want one. I don't like the gym. But I do like having a trainer. If I had a trainer, that would work. That would get me to the gym. But I don't have a trainer and I'm not at the gym. Why? Because here, let me show you my accountability partner. It's that black blob. He's my accountability partner. He's the one who needs to go into the woods like twice a day to do his thing. And I probably wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. Although, you know, I would, but just not on a regular basis. And I wouldn't do it consistently, and I definitely wouldn't do it every single day just for like the fun of it, right? So, what is the difference between going to the gym and then having an accountability partner? Going to the gym and having that trainer who like every Tuesday says, all right, Bradley, let's go. Last week you were doing this, this week we're doing that. We're gonna improve, you know, 14 reps this week, we're doing, right? Is that what it's like? I clearly haven't had a trainer at a gym for a long time. It's probably like some military gym. So, what's the difference? I'm a hardworking guy. I get the work done. I've written every day since November 1st, 2012, right? I can handle this. I can do this thing. I got it. Just give me the instructions. Show me what to do and I'll just do it, right? Yeah, now, because I'm in total shape, that's writing shape, that it's easy for me. And for me now, I just do it without even thinking. I do it on a daily basis because it's like brushing my teeth now. I just create something every day. That's me. That's what I've gotten out of 7 years of writing every single day. Yay. Yet, how about new things? How about new projects? How about something scary, like a summit or a workshop? Woohoo. How about that? That's tougher, right? And so how am I gonna get that done? I've been trying to do a summit for 6 months, and I even just yesterday postponed it to January. The Create Summit will now be the Every Single Day Summit in January. Why? Partly because of accountability measures, of who am I working with? Who's gonna help me do it? How are we gonna get it done? Who's waiting on me? Who's expecting it to be done? If it's just you, it's so easy to tell yourself, oh, I can't today. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, my arm. And you don't go. And when you do it, you feel good and you feel, oh, I should really do this on a more regular basis. Because it feels good, because I get something out of it. I create, I make, I work out, I feel better. Good, right? We all know the benefits of creating, but also working out, exercising, anaerobic and aerobic exercise. It's all good, yet we still don't do it. We know we're supposed to eat better, but we don't. When do we eat our best? When we have a partner who's also in the game with us to also eat their best. I have to sneeze. I'm back. Sorry, I got a little nutty today. I spent 2 hours just filling out like this form. I'm working with a new team, and they want this whole like intake form. Speaking of intake form, like, what's holding you back? Here, let's talk about writing a book. What's holding you back from writing a book? Is it, it's not the desire, you want to do it, or not write a book, take whatever it is you want to do, but you're not doing. For me, it's always about writing a book. What are you not doing, and why are you not doing it? Is it just fear? Is it know-how? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know, am I talking about Amazon? Am I talking about bull.com? Am I talking about Kobo? What are we doing here? Where do I get it formatted? Where do I get the cover done? How do I do all that stuff? And yet, even if you had a list of 100 items, which I will happily share with you, of what to do, you still may or may not do it. Based on stuff like, remember, the gym, accountability, your trainer, your partner, who's waiting on it? Who wants you to do this other than you? And you're only sort of like, yeah, I kind of want to do it. But it's more like it's been this whining, moaning ache from your heart for years. So how do we get over that? How do we get over to the next level where the tide has turned and we are no longer paddling upstream hard as we can and getting nowhere? We're going to turn that little boat around and we're going to go downstream. We can even put the paddle down. We can like get open the icebox and crack a brew and get started on this trip downstream. How do we do that? For me, it's accountability. It's working in teams. It's partnerships, deadlines, timing. We're going to do it then. So part of this whole analogy is also for me to better understand how to talk about a workshop I'm doing together with Nicolene in November. And again, part of Thursday Thunder here for me is for practice, right? Practice speaking, practice getting your message across. And guess what? Every single week since January, whatever it was, 3rd, 2020, it's October, right? I think I'm like number 43, or I don't know how many weeks there are. How many weeks are there in year? 52. You're getting close, right? I'm at like 41 maybe. So why is that? Because I made a commitment. I made a commitment to every single week in 2020, every Thursday, I'm going to record a video. There you have it. That's accountability with myself and the calendar. So what am I getting at here, Bradley? I'm talking about writing a book. And the reason I mention this is because I've been thinking about, I have two courses. One is a do-it-yourself gym membership. It's called Publish. And it is everything you need to publish a book. It's all in there. There's nothing held back. There's no secrets that are not overturned. It's all in there. Here's how to write a book. You can go in there. You never have to talk to me again. And you go in there and you publish a book. Yay, write book, publish. It's all there. That's the gym. We are now offering a trainer, an accountability partner. And that is me and Nicolene Housingen. And in November, and 1 week before and 1 week after, so 6 weeks, November 2020, we are going to take you by the hand and be an accountability partner for you to get your book done. We'll have weekly calls. We'll have checklists. We'll have check-ins. We'll have, hey, how's it going? And we will get your book done by the first week of December. And then we can even have it published by December 17th, if you so choose. But it will be done. How's that sound? If you're gonna go to the gym, can you follow me here? If you're gonna go to the gym, you got a gym membership for November, are you gonna go and do it all in November? No. Are you gonna write your book in November? I mean, there's NaNoWriMo, right? Are you gonna write a 50,000 word novel in November? Give it a go. What if you had a team? What if you had a partnership? What if you had accountability, deadlines, calendar, checklists, Asana workspaces, a big list of this is what I need to do, here's the priorities, and then somebody like me is gonna say, you know what? You could skip number 4 and just jump to number 6. Why? Yeah, because we talked about it a little bit. You don't really need number 4, you need number 6. Start with number 6. Whoa, thanks, Bradley. How do you know that? Because I've written 26 books. I've been there, done that. That's my thing for today, the gym. I don't even go to the gym. I don't have a gym membership. I don't want a gym membership. I also don't really want, honestly, I don't really want a list of 100 things to tell me what to do, even if I really want to do the thing. It's a painful. I want a team, I want collaboration, I want cooperation, I want to work together with them, I want to get to know them, I want to help out with them, with their own ideas. I love working in a team. We are going to be leading teams in November, starts October 26th. Yes, this has turned into like a sales pitch, but this is what I'm working on. I'm not good at these sales pitches. I'm not good at saying, hey, here's this awesome thing, and oh, by the way, I've packaged it up nice and pretty, and here's a thing that you can buy and become a part of this thing and get this over, get this dream, get this box checked, and get it done. Get your book done by December 2020. That's it. You know what? I'm gonna make a coupon code. GYM, gym. Painful, right? Like, who likes going to the gym? I don't. I don't really like going to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in ages. You can...
Yes, sir.
No. No gym. No gym for me. In fact, I don't want the 100-item list. But you know what? I do have the 100-item list for you, because if you're that type who has that determination, that persistence and patience to get that job done, to get those 100 steps... I'm kind of making up the 100 steps, by the way. There's a whole lot. I don't know if it's 100. There's a course called Publish. $97. There's a course called Boost Your Brand with a Book. $397. That's the difference. If you'd rather do it on your own for $97, you get everything you need to know and you're good with that, go for it. If you want to join us and be part of our team and do some handholding and get some accountability and checklists and calendars and all that good stuff and work as a team to get the thing done, and we're there behind you, next to you, showing you what to do, come join us and boost your brand with a book. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, together with Nicolene Housingen. This has been Thursday Thunder. There is thunder in the sky today. Lots of rain, too. Kind of, you know, it happens with thunder. One of the byproducts. Okay, hey, gotta go. It's been great. It's been real. It's been real great. I'll see you next week.